good morning. Good morning. And we are broadcasting live from the U.S. Virgin Islands. Wonderful, beautiful, awesome St. Thomas. We are here broadcasting live, looking out the windows, looking at the blue water and the bluer skies. Yes, I am breathing a little sigh of relief. I'm going to be putting some tips into action that Miss Natisha taught us last week about relaxing while we're on vacation. Although Charles and I are doing a little bit of business while we're here, but we are also going to make sure that we take a little bit of time to relax. Welcome back, everybody, to the FNAT Top Level Monday Motivational Call. We call this the top level call because we have spoken it out into the atmosphere that we are going to the top in 2014. Three words are the biggest words for this year, and we keep saying them over and over. Uncommon favor, which I guess is two words, but I'm going to call it one. Restoration and double blessings. Everything lost will be recovered. Lost years, lost money, lost relationships, all will be restored in 2014. I want everybody to touch your phones right now and say this simple sentence with me. I am going to the top in 2014. Speak it out one more time. I am going to the top in 2014. And I believe if we keep speaking that out, that our lives will change. Do you believe it? Do you really believe that your life will change just by saying that simple sentence? If you believe it, start looking out for the blessings that are going to be coming. So it is spoken, it is so. I am Teresa Royale Brown, president of Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, FNET. And on behalf of my awesome husband, Charles, and myself, we just want to thank you one more time for taking time out of your busy schedules to be on this call with us. We thank you guys every week because we never want to take it for granted that you are on this call with us today. You could be doing something else. I understand. We are all very busy. But you took the time to get your Monday motivation, and we just want to say one more time, thank you so very much. And for those of you who do not know, Charles and I are honoring a commitment that we made at the beginning of this year to do these calls every single week to jumpstart you, to motivate you, and to inspire you. And in the process, we want to give you a little bit of substance for you to stay on track in your business and move forward despite of any challenges that you might face. And for those of you who do not have a business, we are praying that it will come forth this year. Now, as you guys know, every Monday I try to do a little quick recap of the weekend, and today's recap is going to be real quick, two words, new additions. New additions. My birthday, as you guys know, was June 21st, and I had to wait a whole month for my awesome surprise that my husband got for me, but I was able to go see my favorite all-time group, New Edition. I've never, ever actually met them, but I was able to meet them, take a picture with them, and I have just been so excited since then. I posted a lot of pictures on Facebook, so I'm not even going to go through it, but just know that I was screaming so much. I lost my voice a little bit, so I'm sounding somewhat better today, but I just got to say I had the best birthday gift ever, and what an awesome time that Charles and I had. And then, of course, early Sunday morning, we headed out here to the Virgin Islands, because we just have so many things going on, and God has truly been good. So that's my quick weekend recap. It was indeed a busy one, but I am now pleased to announce that he is back with me, everybody. Yep, he is back, and I'm so glad that he is here. I want to introduce to some and present to others none other than my amazing husband, the Okay, Charles, I just got a message that they can't hear you. And actually, I was thinking the same thing. I can't hear you as well. No, I don't think that we have you on the call, my dear. So, you should be already on. I'm not sure what's going on. Hold on for 1 second, guys. This is why it's we have technological problems sometimes when we actually do this call in different locations. So let me see, Charles, okay, say something, honey.
Okay, it's just that my line is now unmuted.
Oh, so that was my fault, guys. I am so sorry.
Uh-oh.
So Charles just said all this stuff, and I don't think y'all heard anything that he said. Oh, my goodness. Not good at all. So, I don't know, Charles. Okay, yeah, I just got the message. Everybody can hear you now. So, Mr. Charles, do you want to go ahead and re-say everything you just said?
I absolutely no problem with that at all. Welcome everyone once again. I just welcomed you about a few minutes ago, but you did not hear it, unfortunately. Usually we're on landlines, and unfortunately today we do have to use our cell phones because we're not anywhere near home, so you might have a little glitch here and there. But I did welcome everyone onto the call, as Teresa did earlier, talked about what we did this weekend, just the excellent time we had, just going to the concert and everything like that, and just really doing what a lot of the women say that we men don't do, and that's listen. Because a couple of months we're just riding down the road, the commercial comes on, and my wife just says out of the blue, you know, I'd really like to go to that New Edition concert. So husbands, when the wife says that, that just pretty much means it's time to get to work. So did what I needed to do, made sure her birthday was a great one, even though it was a few weeks later, because that's when they came. And now we are here in the Virgin Islands, like I said earlier, blue skies, blue water, things like that. We are here on business, but at the same time, we are taking some time to regenerate, restore, relax, just get our batteries recharged, everything we need to get ready to jump right back in. Now, we are still at the beginning of the call, so at the beginning of this call and the beginning of each one of our events, we have to start with the word prayer. And sometimes we're asked that question, why do you start your business events with prayer? Now, for those of you that are on the phone that are entrepreneurs, if you think back to when you first started your business, everything you're trying to put your hands to, Lord, help me with this. God, I need this. Just show me some favor. Now, once we get into that business and the money starts coming in, guess what we can't do? We can't forget where we started. We can't forget how we got to where we are in the first place. So one of the things Teresa and I made sure that we agreed on was that we would never forget and we would never, ever leave that out of anything that we did. So those of you on the call, if you will bow with us, if you're a driver right now, definitely keep your eyes open and pray with us in spirit. Father God, we just come to you right now giving you thanks. We just thank you for another beautiful day that you have created. We thank you for safety and travel. We thank you for everyone on the phone this morning. We just thank you for a time where we can come together and fellowship. We just ask right now that every word be a blessing unto someone, that we can be a blessing unto someone today, that they can go out and be a blessing unto someone else. Father, we just thank you for all your many blessings today. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad everybody can hear me now.
I'm sorry about that, guys. I'm so used to doing this on the landline. I got to have to bring Charles in. So it's my fault this time. All right.
Okay, and I'm sure we have some new people on the call, and a lot of times when we have new people on the call and in our events, the question is, who is Evnet and what do we do?
HubNet is a business building organization, and we specialize in bringing businesses together by building relationships. I know we say it so much, it should be ingrained in all of my elite members' minds and bodies, because we are always saying that you have to build relationships. And we do this by, you know, hosting networking events and seminars and workshops. And, you know, we like to call our events experiences, because the experience we give is one that's warm, fun, and interactive, because we want you to feel like family when you are at an HubNet experience. And then at the end of the year, we wrap everything up with our annual Legacy Awards Ball, where we honor 12 to 14 entrepreneurs who are leading a living legacy. So we hope that sometime soon you come to one of our HubNet experiences so you can grow your business and your bottom line.
Exactly, exactly. And as Teresa mentioned earlier, we do these calls to uplift, motivate, and inspire entrepreneurs. Because oftentimes many of us who work for ourselves, you know, really feel as though, you know what, I'm doing this on my own. So it's a reason I really understand, because we're entrepreneurs ourselves. And we know that we can help you through these calls because we live pretty much the same life that you live. Yet now, I myself, part-time business, full-time, you know, working a full-time job like a lot of you. You know, a lot of us working a full-time job just waiting for that moment where we can say, you know what, I'm out. I'm just going to work my business and nothing else. That's the reason herself, of course, she's a full-time event planner. So we're both business owners and just like yourself. So we definitely understand both sides of it. And our goal is to mainly reach out and help you be able to make it through those days, those weeks, those grueling times in any way that we can. So for those that don't know, the HubNet organization was started in 2006 when Teresa, she's actually started. That's why she's the president. She is in charge. And she'd actually grown tired of not being able to find events and workshops where she'd actually meet like-minded individuals to get leads and just bounce ideas off of one another. So over the years, we have met a lot of great people through HubNet. And we see that deals and connections and literally million-dollar deals have been made at our events. And they're made, you know, at the HubNet events. Therefore, we'd like to invite you to come out, grow your business, and grow your bottom line with us.
All right. Okay, guys, I know this is the part in the call that everybody's been waiting for. So I want everybody to stand up. I say this every week, and I know some of y'all don't do it, but y'all know I can kind of see y'all, right? So I want you guys to stand up and repeat our affirmation with us. We speak this affirmation into the atmosphere because we believe if you speak things out, it will come to pass. So let me see who's on the call with us today. Let me see who I can make sure is standing up. I see my dear friend and one of our elite members, Melanie Inspires Thomas, is on the call this morning. Woo-hoo!
Melanie,
I know you are standing up, Miss Lady. I know it. Miss Rosetta Thompson, I know you're standing up too. I don't even have to say it. These folks I'm naming, y'all know the drill. I need y'all up out of y'all seats, speaking it into the atmosphere so you know every single day who you are. Lady Coletta Orr, so good to see you back on the call. Sharon Bullock, our wonderful dear friend Sharon, is on the call. Come on, everybody. Let's stand it on up. Let's speak this affirmation into the atmosphere today. We got to speak those things that be not as though they were, but we know that our affirmation is what every single person on this call is. Nicole Bailey, Lori Gilligan, I see you guys. Come on, let's stand it on up and speak this affirmation out with us. I see Lady Kalima Matthews has made it on the call today. Good morning, Lady Kalima. Good to see you. Good to see you. All right, guys. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So let's repeat after us.
Nice and loud, like you just know your business is going to take off this week.
All right. I am an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I am
dynamic.
Dynamic. I am
courageous.
Courageous. I am
outstanding.
Outstanding. I am
a Amazing.
Amazing.
All right. Come on now, y'all. That amazing. That even sounded weak coming from us. Wait a minute. I want each and every person to make sure that they are saying that they are amazing. I want you to say it from your stomach. Speak that out today, that you are amazing. So, Charles, come on now. We got to do a better job than what we just did. So let's say that one more again.
I agree with you. I am
amazing.
A little bit better?
Okay, much better.
I am
consistent.
Consistent. I am
remarkable.
Remarkable. I am
blessed.
Blessed.
And highly.
Highly.
Favored.
Favored. And I am
taking my business to the top.
Taking my business to the top.
Do you believe it?
I believe it.
Do you really believe it?
I believe it.
All right, everybody on the call, if you believe it, I need you to high-five yourself, high-five the steering wheel if you're driving, high-five somebody with you, and say those words that I am taking my business to the top.
I am taking my business to the top.
All right.
And as we're taking our business to the top, we cannot forget to reach back, grab somebody's hand, take them right along with us, so that once we get there, we're taking people with us, and we're reaching out and helping somebody else. And at the same time, before we move on, because I got a feeling people on the call are wondering what in the world is going on. It's kind of hard not to even laugh about it. But because of where we are, it's kind of a two-second delay. So a lot of times when Teresa says something, I'm hearing it 2 seconds later and vice versa. So it might sound a little funny. But we are still on track.
All right. And guys, remember, we say this affirmation before we begin every AFNET experience because we believe if you keep speaking out a specific thing into the atmosphere about our lives, about our families, and about our businesses, it will come to pass. Not that it may come to pass, not that it might come to pass, but it will come to pass. Therefore, you've got to speak life, guys. Speak good things. Speak positivity. And watch your life, family, circumstances, and most of all, your business change.
Mm-hmm. That is so true, so true. And I actually have a couple of testimonies in regards to that. I won't go too deep into them, but I'd actually been speaking out a couple of things for my own business. We were in our last networking event. I'd actually met a guy there, KT Tyler, actually, wherein he was exactly what I was speaking out that I needed for my team when it comes to the life insurance. And I was also speaking out that I needed to meet someone else to join my team, and that is starting to come to fruition now also. So one by one, it's like God is just opening doors and adding things to my business, adding things to our lives, and just doing great things and the things that we have actually literally spoken out. Now, last week, we were pleased to have Miss Natisha Brownlee, proud owner of The Relaxed Destinations, LLC, whose topic was Entrepreneurs, Are You Burnt Out? And I guess we were burnt out because we are now on vacation. discover how travel can make you rejuvenated. The teacher gave us great ideas and tips to make our lives a little easier and distress while we are traveling. It was a phenomenal call. And if you missed it, check out the replay on our website, www.etnetonline.com. That's E-T-N-E-T online.com, and click on the box that says Monday Motivational Call. Now, before we begin, make sure you are getting yourself prepared to take notes, however you take notes. You got my laptop in front of me. I may have your tablet, some kind of iPad or notebook, or you might even have pen, pencil, and paper. So let's jump right in, and it is my honor to introduce to some and present to others my wife, visionary, the author, the event producer extraordinaire, leader, innovator, and trailblazer, Mrs. Teresa Royale Brown.
Well, woohoo! It always is such an honor when you have your husband introduce you, so I am very pleased that you were able to do that today. Thank you so much, dear husband, for your kind words this morning. I appreciate you. And I just want you guys to know, it always feels a little different when we are actually the speaker on our own calls. Because we're so used to, you know, we do our calls, but we've been kind of having a whole lot of different speakers lately. So it feels a little weird to actually be the speaker today. So I want you guys to bear with me. But when you are actually motivating and pouring into others, it puts you in a different space. So I just hope you guys bear with me as I share some things with you this morning. So again, let's jump right on in. And I know a lot of you know my story and who I am, what I do, but I'll try to tell you a few little-known facts about Teresa Royale Brown. And as much as I love Daddy Royal, and y'all know that Charles and I are taking care of him, my father was a very strict disciplinarian, for those of you who don't know. And to get away from my parents, I went to a little college in Pennsylvania and ended up staying in Harrisburg for 8 years. A lot of people don't know that about me. Everybody thinks I'm from D.C., which I am. Everybody thinks I just stayed here. But no, I've lived up in Harrisburg for 8 years. And while up there, I fell into the world of event planning. And eventually, I did move back to Maryland after 8 years, and I ended up getting a job which had me planning all types of events. And in 2006, I jumped out on my own and, you know, became an entrepreneur. I was a newbie entrepreneur, and there was a lot of things I did not do correctly. And I ended up almost losing everything, including my life. And the years of 2006 and 2007 were very dark days for Teresa, very dark days indeed. And it's just by the grace of God that I have made it this far, strictly on faith. And so some of you know I wrote a book called Not Built to Break, Becoming Resilient Through Life Challenges. And that book chronicles the events that happened to me in the 2006-2007 years, in which I had actually filed bankruptcy. And I almost lost my mind, and I almost lost my life. Now, needless to say, during that time and the subsequent years that followed, I was stuck, and I couldn't get over it. So on the outside, I looked okay. I looked fine, like everything was fine. But on the inside, my heart was hurt. My spirit was crushed, and I needed to heal. So thus, the title of my topic today is Help. I am stuck, and I can't get past it. I want to tell you some strategies to help you heal and stay resilient despite any life or business challenges that you face. We all have a it, don't we, guys? I want y'all to raise your hand, y'all, to relate. We all have an it, something, a situation that we needed some heart healing. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You lost a client. You lost a big contract. You lost some money. A friend treated you wrong. And in my case, my bankruptcy. But whatever your situation is, there's something in your life that got you stuck. It was an it. And you could not get past it. So, you know, we're going to get ready to jump into some strategies to help you heal and stay resilient. Because I love that word. Resilience is a matter of bouncing back from a tough situation, no matter what it is. And so to be a resilient person, you have to keep pressing on, y'all. You have to keep pressing on in spite of whatever is thrown your way. And it takes a person with a strong will and a strong resolve to stay resilient when you are faced with adversity, and especially while you're still healing from a tough challenge. Now, you know, I like to tell people that a sure sign, and write this down, a sure sign that you have gotten past a very difficult experience is when you can talk about it. And you can talk about it without feeling hurt. And you can talk about it without feeling angry. I was very angry when I had to file bankruptcy. I had a perfect credit score. A lot of you know my story. I had 850 credit score. And I was forced to file bankruptcy. So I was very angry. And I couldn't get past it. I was stuck. And I had an overwhelming sense of loss. And I just couldn't get past it. But I know that when my mother passed away, I couldn't talk about her for a long time. Couldn't talk about my own mother because I was hurt. I was angry. At that time, that was my it that I couldn't get past. My mother's death was very unexpected. And for months and months, I couldn't talk about her. But I'm telling you, when my heart starts to heal, I was able to speak about her. I could share fun stories and some crazy stuff she used to do. But when you can't get past an it, you got to figure out how you heal from the inside out. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take a little time. But I know some people have asked me how I was able to overcome my it and get past it. So I want you to write these strategies down. Number one, pray. Really pray. I mean, stretch out on the floor. Not just on your knees. Face down, stretch out, and pray. And I know we hear it all the time that prayer changes things, but it really does. It reminds me of a quote that I heard that says, a lot of kneeling will keep you in good standing. Amen? A lot of kneeling will keep you in good standing. So pray. Really pray. Number two, read the Bible. If you believe that God can do anything except for fail, then I highly recommend that you read His Word. The Bible was relevant then, but it's even more relevant now. Remember that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So please take my advice and remember this important strategy. Read the Bible. Number three, do you. In other words, be by yourself sometimes. Do some things for yourself and be your own best friend for a while. When you're trying to get through a tough situation, you need to stay resilient and you need to heal. Sometimes you need to take it by yourself. You don't need to always be around a whole lot of people. So you have to take care of yourself. And I just talked to somebody recently and I told them something my father's doctor said to me. Self-care is not selfish. Self-care is not selfish. So make sure that you do you for a little while so you can get past your it. Number four, exercise. I know it's such a cliche, but working out really does relieve stress. It rejuvenates you and motivates you, and it's really soothing for your mind, body, and soul. When you work out, you just feel better. So work out. Exercise. It will really help you do some heart healing. Number five, surround yourself with positive people, even when you don't feel like being positive. And I cannot tell you how important this strategy is, because your positive friends will uplift you when you need it. And they will inspire you to refocus on the good, and get you back on track. Make sure that you pay particular attention to number five. Surround yourself with positive people, even when you don't feel like being positive. Number six, this is a big one. This is one I struggled with. Forgive yourself. We've had a couple speakers in the past that talked about forgiveness. I believe Melanie Inspired talked about forgiveness on her call, as well as Alice Giroux. You have to forgive yourself. We've all had situations where we were very angry very, very angry with ourselves because we knew better. We knew we shouldn't have done something. In my case, I knew I shouldn't have taken that client that forced me to file bankruptcy. I knew it. And I was angry at Teresa. I was stuck. I couldn't get past it. So when I forgave me, that's when my heart totally healed. So you must forgive you. Because if you don't, you're never going to get unstuck. Forgive yourself. Number 7. Forgive everyone you think contributed to your problems. Now, this is another one I had a particularly hard time getting past. And that was probably more difficult than forgiving myself. No matter what other people do to you or what other factors that contributed to your situation, you must forgive those who you feel didn't treat you well. Because it's really crucial to your internal well-being. You know what you have to do? You just have to accept that everybody is different and that your friends and your loved ones will behave unexpectedly. That's a sentence I had to really learn. They're going to behave unexpectedly. You know how you expect somebody to do something, they don't do it? So you just got to always remember that people will behave unexpectedly, especially when you're down and out. It's a harsh reality, guys. It's a harsh reality. But everybody is not happy for you when things are going well. And everybody is not sad for you when things are going bad. We got to really, really pay attention to that sentence. That's a hard pill to swallow. But you cannot carry that anger around, dwelling on your hurt feelings, because it's too emotion draining. So make sure you forgive everybody you think contributed to your problem. You've got to forgive. You've got to forgive you. You've got to forgive them. Because it's a medicine that will soothe your soul. Number 8, and this is the one that I talk about so much in my book, accept responsibility. That's another thing that it was really hard for Teresa to do. And it's hard for most people to do. You can't blame everybody for the difficulties in your life. The buck stops with you. There's another quote that it reminds me of. We feel our fate with the choices we make. We feel our fate with the choices we make, not somebody else. You've got to accept responsibility for the things that you do. Accept responsibility. Then you have to motivate and inspire others. Find some way to leave your mark on the world. Even if you just send a motivational email out to somebody, or write an inspiring article, or just write an email and encourage 3 people each day. Whatever it is, do something to motivate and inspire somebody else. When you do that, you're getting past your itch. To keep you stuck, because you can't focus on yourself when you're doing something for somebody else. Motivate and inspire others. And then, give back to the community. As you are going through this process of getting past whatever's keeping you stuck, remember, and this is something me and Charles say all the time, it's not about you. Really hard. It's hard for us to keep that in mind when we're going through stuff. Oh, I know. Been there. Done that. It's not about you. It's not about you. If you give back to others in some way, shape, or form, it will stop you from focusing on your own problem. Give back to the community. Volunteer. Do something for somebody. Go see somebody who's sick and shut in. Give back. And you give back, it gets you unstuck. And then, never forget what people do for you. You're going to get a lot of strength from a lot of different sources when you're trying to get through your unstuckedness. I know that might not be a word, but y'all know I make up words. But, you know, you've got to remember what people do for you. Send a nice email to somebody that's helped you along the way. Go to the store and get a card from the Hallmark store. A lot of people don't know that about me. I love cards. I'll go to the card aisle in the grocery store and be there for 2 hours. It's true. I have done it. Cards are small tokens of appreciation, but they mean so very much to people. So just like you go out to something, or you're trying to get unstuck, remember somebody else is trying to get unstuck too. So be there for somebody else, and don't ever forget what people do for you. Go to the bookstore. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but go to the bookstore and read self-help books. I just cannot tell you how stimulating and soothing to the soul that reading is. I have my mother to thank for that. She spent time with me when I was younger, and she made me read. First, I hated it, ended up loving it. Reading is so soothing, and it will get you unstuck quick. Trust me. Not only do you learn a lot, but it keeps you motivated, and it keeps you positive. So go to the bookstore, or go on Amazon. Get some books and read self-help books to get you unstuck. And then keep moving. Don't stay in the house. Don't wallow in self-pity. Get out and do something. Go visit a friend. Go window shopping. I'm one of the rare females that I can go window shopping and not buy stuff. I know my husband can't believe it, but I can. Go window shopping. Go buy yourself something small, like some ice cream or a piece of candy, something. Take a long drive, which is another thing that I love to do. But whatever it is, keep moving. And then compliment at least one person a day. People love to feel appreciated. And when you find the good in somebody else, you make their day, and in turn they feel better. I know when Charles and I were coming through security, since we changed planes in Charlotte, I complimented the TSA lady. I said, "Do you know what my husband said? You were the best TSA person ever." I wish you could have seen that lady smiling. It was unexpected, something nobody ever does, and it made her day. So compliment at least one person a day. You will feel better, and it will get you unstuck. And I only have a couple more, but accept the things you can't change. Don't worry about what you can't, and pray for discernment to know the difference. Life is so uncontrollable, everybody. And as much as we want to do things our own way, we have to let go and let God. So accept that you can't change. Don't worry about what you can't, and pray for the discernment to know the difference. And one of my other favorites that I love, listen to good music soothes your soul and truly does get you unstuck. It keeps you resilient. It keeps you motivated. It keeps you inspired. Find at least 3 inspirational, motivational, spiritual songs. Play them over and over and over. I'm telling you, these songs will uplift you, and they will make you feel better, and they will get you unstuck. One of my favorite songs I played when I was going through my situation in 2006 and 2007 was Giant by Donald Lawrence. My bankruptcy was a giant in my life. I couldn't get past it. But that song, I'm telling you, every time I played it, I could feel the walls coming down. Listen to good music. I'm telling you, it is one of the quickest ways to get unstuck. And then finally, my final strategy, learn the lesson. Learn the lesson. Look at everything you have gone through, every situation, the whole situation that you're trying to get through as a lesson. It's an experience that God allowed to happen in your life for you to learn something. And once you know and understand the lesson, don't do it again. But if you do, don't beat yourself up. Dust yourself off and try to do better the next time. That's all you can do. Learn the lesson. And I wanted to share a little testimony. And I think I'm okay. I don't think I'm going to cry. I told Charles this morning that I was thinking about sharing this. I just get on my heart to share it. But a lot of you know that Charles and I were in a car accident last year. And I didn't share a piece of that. There was something else that we found out during that accident that I did not tell. I think I told three people. But when they took us to the hospital that day, a lot of you guys know I'm still hobbling around with my knee. And all my nails got ripped out during the accident. It was really a bad accident. I know some people have told me, oh, my God, I didn't realize how bad that accident was. It really was a bad accident. We tried not to trouble our friends too much with all the gory details, but it was a bad accident. But when Charles and I were taken to the hospital, we were in separate rooms, and my doctor came in, and she said to me, is there any chance that you might be pregnant? And I said, nah, Now, Charles and I, a lot of people don't know this, we were actually going to start trying to have a child at the end of last year. Well, imagine my surprise when they did a pregnancy test on me and it came back and the results were positive. I was actually pregnant and didn't know it. Unfortunately, due to the trauma of the accident, I lost the baby. Actually, about maybe a week later. And I think I posted something on my Facebook page. I didn't post it until I might have told three people about it. But I posted something on my Facebook page that I'm digging around trying to find it. But I said something to the effect, God works in mysterious ways. I don't know why this is happening, but I just believe he has a plan. And I was, once again, stuck. A different situation had nothing to do with business. But now here's a personal situation that happened, and now I'm stuck. I couldn't get past it. And I was very angry. I was angry at the lady who hit me and Charles. Why did she hit us? Oh, my God, you know. I was angry that me and Charles had gone on that trip. Why did we drive? We should have flown. And I couldn't get past it. Once again, here I am. I'm stuck. And it took me a long time. It took me probably about 6 months, maybe 6 or 7 months to really get past it. And Charles and I, as a couple, really had to mourn the loss of our child. And even today, I can talk about it now. It took me a long time. I can talk about it. But I share that with you today because every single one of those strategies I just told you, I had to go through it again to get past that situation. God allows things, once again, like I just said, to happen. It was something that we had to go through, something we had to grow through to get to where we are today. Not sure why this lady hit us. We were driving along. We were minding our business, but out of nowhere, she hit us, and we had that awful crash. Not sure why I lost the baby. Maybe it wasn't meant at the time. Obviously, it wasn't meant because, you know, we lost the child. But I believe that God does not put so much on you that you cannot bear it, that you cannot learn from it, that you cannot help or bless somebody else with your testimony. And I stand here today, or I sit here today because I'm sitting down. I sit here today, a woman who has changed in so many ways. I thought that my bankruptcy was the end-all, be-all. Oh, my God. But then I realized, fast forward a few years, when I lost my child, that was far worse than a bankruptcy. So I share that with you today, entrepreneurs, professionals on this call. We all have something. We all have an itch. We all have a situation that we have gone through, that we have had to deal with. But just know, if you put those strategies into practice, and I'll try to post them up. I don't know if anybody's been taking notes as I've been saying strategies. If not, I will definitely post those out. Make sure that you put those tips into place. practiced them, every single one of them. When I went back through and did every single one of the things that I just told you all to do, it healed my heart. I stayed resilient. I bounced back. And I'm here. I'm still here. And I believe that God has a plan. And who knows, Charles and I, we are going to try again. And we just believe that what's for us is for us. So I thank you for listening to me today. I felt led to share that because you never know what other people are going through. And I felt in my heart that somebody needed to hear that today. So put those strategies, I don't even want to call them tips, because these are real deal life strategies that if you use it for any situation, anything, I'm telling you, anything in your life that comes along, if you do every single thing that I said to do, you will get unstuck, you will get through it, and you will come out resilient on the other side.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. That's a truly, truly, truly a powerful word this morning. I didn't know you were going to go that deep on us this morning. But
sorry.
No problem at all, no problem at all. And my discernment actually tells me the thought sometimes is it's a motivational call. So that means we're supposed to be motivated, uplifted, you know, ready to go out and do the business and everything like that. Sometimes the motivation is, you know what, we just really need to hear a word. Because it's like you said, we never know who's going through what and why they're going through whatever it is that they're going through at that time. Sometimes people need to hear a particular word that will take them out of whatever it is that they're in at the time. If someone's in a hole somewhere in their life and really don't know how to get out of that hole, or if they keep getting in the same hole, falling into the same trap, why do I keep getting into the same situation? Maybe it really is that word we need to hear to help us get out of that particular place, or as the title says this morning, get unstuck. How in the world do I get unstuck from whatever situation it is? And I know everyone else appreciates it. I appreciate you being transparent this morning. I think the word this morning is definitely transparent. And when we say business relationships, it really is about those relationships. We don't just get together and connect with people for business, but we do build those relationships. We have actually been on trips and have been with people we've done business with. You know, a lot of people have been to our house, and it really is about building those friendships along the way also, and knowing that people who are not even related to you have your back, sometimes even better than a brother or a sister.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. We really appreciate that word from you this morning. And a couple times, you know, you already know I was going to call you Evangelist Brian. But, of course, no matter how much you're saying, no, that's not me, that's not me. I see it coming, I hear it coming. And it's already been confirmed out of, I think, about 372 witnesses. So we're just waiting for it. We are just waiting for it. Now, you did say something about your book, also Not Built to Break. And typically on the call, you know, we're not on here selling or anything like that. But if you don't have Teresa's book, Not Built to Break, if you've ever been through anything in life where you had to struggle to make it through, you definitely want to get a copy of this book. I'm not just saying that to see my wife. I've read it myself. It is an excellent, excellent testimonial. And if we can, I know we got a couple of announcements. Are you able to knock the announcements out this morning?
You know what? We have several announcements, but I know we're a little over time. I'm just going to do one announcement today, and we'll put out the other ones later. Some of you saw that our friend and our 2008 Legacy and Professional Speaker awardee, Della Toro McNeil, is going to be in town on Wednesday. Unfortunately, Charles and I, our flights will be back on Wednesday, but our flights are coming back too late. We are not going to be there. However, we have several of our elite members who will be representing us that night. We want as many of you as possible to go out and support Della Toro McNeil. He's coming all the way from Tampa, Florida. And I just believe we need to support those who are really doing big things in business. And Bellator is the real deal. We put our stamp of approval on him, and you will definitely, definitely be inspired, motivated, and learn some things that's going to really help your business go to that next level, to the top, as we like to say. Go to www.fullthrottleexperience.com/tour and sign up. It is absolutely free. It's going to be held this Wednesday from 6 to 8:30 at the Four Points by Sheraton, 1201 K Street. It's really easy to find, 1201 K Street Northwest in Washington, D.C. So please, please go on out and support Del Toro and let him know that you heard about his event from the FNET family. We are one of his city champions. We're very happy to do it because we believe that if you go into somebody else's city and you know somebody, shout that person out and let people know that they're having an event, because what you do for others, other people will do for you. So that's our only announcement today. I'm not even wanting to belabor the time. I'm sorry I went a little over today, guys, but I really felt like I needed to share that. It was on my heart to do so, and I just appreciate you all taking the time to listen. So once again, thank you for joining us on this very important call, and remember that we are FNET, but we are passionate about connecting entrepreneurs and increasing their bottom line.
One relationship at a time.
And remember, please, put those strategies into place that I gave you today. I promise you once again that I will put those out inside the chat, the event chat. Like I said, I couldn't really see if anybody was posting out anything, but I will definitely put all of the tips out there. I think it's about 19 of them. I know it's quite a bit. I was trying to go through them really fast. But I hope that you got something out of this call today, that it resonated in your mind, body, and spirit. And I just thank you once again for taking the time to listen. Take care.
Have a blessed week.